You know, it can happen for people that at certain times they have needed to be strong in defense of their position. They may have felt under threat, they may have felt under duress at some stage, or they may have felt abused. And to cope with it, they've developed a character, and that character can be super bitch. The challenge, however, is when that super bitch, which is that character that's used to defend a proposition that it's under threat, becomes habitual. And the bitch becomes a habit. It's not a chosen state of mind. It's not a chosen character that a person plays. It's actually a character that has inhabited the body and rises itself and comes up whenever the person might feel challenged or threatened. Now, I'm talking men and women here, have the bitch, you know what I'm talking about. It can be that nasty, revengeful, intense, threatened person who feels like they need to attack or withdraw in order to sustain their self-respect and dignity. Now, I understand from time to time that character is necessary. I'd encourage everybody to have access to their habitual. But if it becomes a habit, if it becomes a choiceless trigger that people revert into that state of reaction, then you might have to be questioning whether there is time to create a new response, a new character under duress. Because as you evolve and become a leader, and as you evolve and become wiser in the world, people look to you for a greater sense of continuity, stability, sustainability. And if you fluctuate with your habitual, then that the world is going to look at you as if you're a flunko. And they'll never trust you. They'll not trust your stability. They'll not trust your constancy. So the secret here is to recognize that what worked for you once in terms of your reaction and response to stress and strain may certainly not work for you now. And this is a really important part of character development when we move to a higher consciousness state of response to the world, which is, in other words, leadership, to make sure that you respond to threat and challenge in a new way, not the same way as you did last year. So this is Chris Walker. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.